This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on Sunny 101.9 WKQS. It is a Wednesday. That means it's a Y Wednesday. Time for another update from the YMCA of Marquette County. And we're joined in the studio this morning. Matt Deals with us, the community benefit leader at the Y, and also Tracy Shipman, child development leader at K.I. Sawyer. Good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
And Matt, let's start with you. You've got some child development program things that you want to talk about this morning. Tell us about what's going on.
We have some really wonderful, amazing things happening in Nagani, Ishpeming, and KI as well, especially at Lakeview Elementary in Nagani, Birchview Elementary in Ishpeming. We're starting before and after school programming out there that is completely free for third, fourth, and fifth graders out in Nagani and Ishpeming. And one of the things that we saw there was a need with was kids staying active and kids staying healthy before and after school. Before and after school, great times to make, you know, those bad decisions to eat the wrong thing or, you know, sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, sure.
So we actually got a grant to help us start a before and after school program out in those places so that we can focus on physical activity as well as the healthy eating program.
Now, one of the things is that I know that you've had a lot of West End programming with the Y for a while, but things out at Sawyer are relatively new, and I know that's why Tracy's here this morning. Tracy's the child development leader at KI Sawyer, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing out at Sawyer.
Well, what we have out at Sawyer is a pilot, a secondary program based on the pilot program at Vandenboom. We have programs for children 6 weeks to age 12. We now have this before and after school program along with Ishpeming and Nagani. So it's located right in K.I. Sawyer Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's giving a lot of the kids an options, things to do when they're not in school.
It does. It also helps us. We do homework help with the before and after school kids to help bridge that gap, help them get some focused time with their homework. We also do a lot of preparing for kindergarten as well out there. There's limited programs for kindergarten prep and young children out in that area.
For folks out at Sawyer that have kids that would be eligible, how do they get involved?
They can either stop by the elementary school or they can give us a call at the program. We're open from 7 in the morning until 6 in the evening.
And you say this is based basically on the program that's been at Vandenboom, which means that, of course, we know that we've been watching has been very successful. What do you take from that you apply? And maybe what are some of the things that might be a little bit different out at Sawyer as well?
What we're doing out at Sawyer that may be a little bit different is our program is more affiliated directly into the schools. So we're actually functioning in an operating school. The kids get acclimated to what school they're going to go to kindergarten. They get acclimated to the facility and the environment of being in a school. We also have, I worked at Vandenboom for 3 years as well, so very familiar with their procedures, their curriculum material, and we just decided to bring that out to the end. So in that way, it's a lot the same. We're going to be going for that accreditation when we've been open for a year. We also accept a lot more of the subsidies that are out in that area, Sioux Tribe funding, DHS subsidies, and things like that.
And Tracy, you mentioned a moment ago that you also worked at Vandenboom and you're now with the program at Sawyer. So you're pretty well versed with this. How can folks get their kids involved? And like, who is it for? What age groups? Tell us a little bit about that. And then how can they get their kids involved?
Okay. Well, we have an infant program that goes from 6 weeks to about 15 months, toddlers from up until 3, and then preschool and pre-K at K.I. Sawyer. To get your kids enrolled, either call us at 372-4044, and that's right to the program directly, or you can call the Y at 227-9622. Just ask information about our child development programs and early childhood programs, as well as our school age programs, and we will get you headed in the right direction. Otherwise, go ahead and stop by the elementary school, and we'll give you a packet of paperwork to fill out.
Really, basically, the best way is just ask and say, how do I get my kids involved?
Yep. We'll be happy to give tours all day long. So come through, even if you're just trying to get information for the community. We're happy to come in and show you whatever you want to know.
Now, Matt, in terms of what the Y has been all about of late, with more of an increased sort of wellness push and a community-wide and all kinds of different age groups, this really kind of does fit into that pretty well, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. One of our three areas of focus is youth development, and that's really something we try to put a big emphasis on. We want kids in this community to grow up and mature into great young adults. And one of those things that helps accomplish that is, you know, the program that we have at KI and Van and Boom as well.
So again, to wrap up with you both, Matt, what's the best way for folks to find out some more information?
Check out our website, www.ymcamqt.org, or give us a call at the Y, 227-9622.